Imagine a tiny AI feature, a smart reply in your customer portal, that started suggesting account numbers and live chats. No one meant for that to happen, but once it hit production, the fallout was visible. Support tickets, upset customers, and a late-night firefight to roll a hotfix. Welcome to your daily cybersecurity insight. I am your host, and today we will be discussing a quick, practical habit you can run in 10 minutes to find the obvious AI risks before they reach customers. Here's the promise. A simple three-step routine you can use right after this episode. No heavy jargon, no long reports. Map the surfaces, prioritize by business impact, and pick three pragmatic controls you can implement fast. Sound doable? Good. First, map the surfaces. Think of a quick sketch. Three buckets on a napkin. Data, model, interfaces. Under data, list where info comes from. Under model, note training sources. Under interfaces, list human and system touchpoints, APIs, UIs, batch jobs. Do that in 2 minutes, and you'll already spot surprises. Quick aside, keep it messy. The goal isn't perfection, it's visibility. Spot a logging stream that's also forwarded to analytics? Circle it. That's often where surprises hide. Here's a 2-minute micro example, a support ticket summarizer. Data, customer messages, and metadata like account IDs. Model, a third-party summarization API plus a small in-house rewriter. Interfaces, agent UI, automation APIs, and nightly indexing jobs. You can sketch that in under 2 minutes and already see where PII or secrets might leak. Okay, next question. What matters most? That's step two. Prioritize like a business leader. For each touchpoint, ask, what's the impact if this goes wrong, and how likely is it? Use practical categories, customer trust, compliance risk, operations, revenue. Keep it simple. Try a quick 1-5 score on both axes, and multiply if that helps you order things. High score? You act fast. Low score? It goes to backlog. It's ordering, not a thesis. Don't overcomplicate it. Rhetorical question. How would you score a model that echoes raw customer messages? High impact on trust, medium to high likelihood if inputs are unfiltered. Flag it. Done. Now the fun part, controls. Pick three pragmatic things you can do fast. Monitoring signals, access boundaries, and quick validation checks. Those three together catch a surprising number of failures. Monitoring, set alerts for odd output, spikes in profanity, repeated exposure of digit-like strings, or a sudden jump in customer complaints tied to the feature. Simple heuristics or regex detectors work here and are quick to deploy. Access boundaries, enforce least privilege, separate API keys for non-production, role-based UI access, strict rate limits. That prevents a misconfigured job from turning a small bug into a large leak. Validation checks, short, deterministic rules before you show AI output. Redact likely PII, block long verbatim dumps, or route high-risk outputs for human review. They're low friction and reversible. Here's the catch. Trade-offs exist. Redaction can reduce utility. Rate limits can slow workflows. The right move is measurable. Start with observability so you can see whether a fix helps or hurts. Use this tiny tabletop script in a 10-minute sync. Quick sketch. List data sources, model, interfaces, 2 minutes. Score each item 1-5 for impact and likelihood, 3 minutes. Pick three controls, assign owners, and set a 1-week action to start monitoring or add a temporary boundary, 5 minutes. Simple, repeatable, effective. A quick caution. This routine is lightweight by design. Its surface is predictable, common failures. If you find anything that looks high impact for customers or may trigger regulatory obligations, escalate to security and legal immediately. Customize the checklist to your organization. Context matters. A recap. Map data, model, interfaces. Prioritize with impact and likelihood. Pick three pragmatic controls and assign owners. Keep it short, score smart, and make the next step clear. That discipline prevents a surprising number of production problems. If you want the checklist and the tabletop script, there's a downloadable template. Fill in the three buckets, list your controls, and add escalation criteria. Try it on one feature this week, the summarizer, a recommendation widget, or an assistant. What would you test first? Share what you find on social, tag me at Rodney Fielding, and tell me which control caught the issue first. I read replies, and I'll highlight practical wins in future episodes. Thank you for listening to your daily cybersecurity insight. Don't forget to be vigilant and stay secure. Stay secure.